You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dino, do you want to just go 245? Should we just play go with Pet live? Or
I would,
or no?
if he were doing the podium, yes. Conference calls, okay. Taken live,
not good.
Dangerous.
Okay, so then we won't do that. All right. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. We've got Tommy in Pennsylvania. Tommy.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How's it going?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, man, it's great listening to everyone call in today. I think the calls and the opinions are scattered just as much as what's going on in the organization. And, you know, I could sit here and talk about every direction, but I just kind of want to focus on the, you know, the player development and the last five games here. I really think that Coach Pettine has had some problems. I mean, you know, they've made some bad calls on the field, just clean bad coaching. Like last night, we should have never have been in that position. And then, of course, you can go and blame Farmer for not getting talent to be put in here. I just really think what we need to do as an organization is really see what we have left these last five games. I mean, I understand you didn't bring Austin Davis in here and waste a first-round draft pick on him. You drafted Johnny to be the starter, and with all the issues that he has, I really think you just need to let him go out there and play. And, you know, some of these younger guys we need to develop because if we decide, I think, to keep Pettine next year and Farmer intact, which, man, as much as I hate some of the negative things about these guys, the continuity that we need to have, I think we really need to give them a try next year and maybe just clean up some of the things, like get some better positioned coaches to come in here, replace Jim O'Neill, and do things like that. But I really think we need to focus on the young talent that we have because, honestly, I think we're going to lose guys like Gibson. I think Paul Kruger's a little disgruntled and doesn't like the system. And, you know, just some of the players, I mean, with putting Joe Thomas on the market this year for trade, Alex Mack, I think he's really going to walk. I just don't think some of these guys are going to be there. And I really think
that's
we
the whole point. A lot of them aren't. You're right.
Yeah, and to continue to expound on that point, I think what it really boils down to is – it's not fun anymore for anybody. And I don't think at some point when you've made enough money in your career, you go, all I want to do is have fun and play as long as I can and win a lot of football games along the road. And at this point, you're not winning. You know, you have money, and what you're doing is not fun. You can love your teammates, you know, and have a great bond with your teammates, but it's like, you know, you're going to battle and losing battle time and time again. Each and every week, and it's like, you know, it's just very tough for me. It's like I can relate to it to a certain extent because my rookie year was a bad year, and I didn't like the game of football because I was used to winning, you know. And in some cases, a lot of these guys have never really won a lot of football games here, so it makes coming to work more difficult and more difficult by the week.
It is an interesting thing, but it goes back to when you talk about it. Joe Thomas. It makes sense to have traded Joe Thomas, looking back on it right now. Where is this team going this year? Based on the reactions of people on the phones and on Twitter, nowhere. Doesn't seem like there is a quick fix for 2016.
No.
So talent, young talent. We have no young building blocks, no young foundational pieces.
But okay, we have pieces. Everyone has pieces, but are they the right pieces? Are they the right pieces in 2015 or 2016 that can win you football games? And I think that in some cases is why so many people question what's going on with this regime right now between Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine. And then their trust moving forward that if we go number one overall or number two overall and you accumulate and have a dozen picks in this upcoming draft, their trust has wavered in having the right people to make those picks.
Right, and right now there does not seem to be, based on the results, trust at either level for this organization. And listen, it's only going to be earned with victories, and I think that is really never been more true.
No,
and it is interesting because, you know, I've lived in Cleveland now basically since the team came back, and this team and these fans who are the best in the NFL, and Ross Tucker made that point today in his column, which I'd urge people to check out. They are the best in the NFL because they've gone through basically year after year after year of this. What's interesting to me, and I wonder, and if a fan can answer this for me, please do, because I really am curious about it. What is it about this year that has been the straw that breaks the camel's back? Why is it that this year's failures compared with other years' failures have people so absolutely angry? Or even in some cases, so apathetic. What is it like? Why now? Is it just that's it? Like you've just taken all you can take and you can't take anymore? What do you think?
I'll answer. And I think, you know, some of it
because it hasn't been good for 15 years.
Right. And I think, but some of it is, and you, and I don't want to say you and I are guilty of it because, you know, we're an extension of this organization, but it's something that we talk about because it's, you know, it's the branding that and the meetings that we've sat in on and understanding what they're trying to do here. And what did we talk about all offseason? A more competitive roster and creating a new culture and playing like a Brown, correct? I mean, for 6 months, from January until we lost that last of the five games we lost in a row until August, we and the social media and everybody was talking about the new culture and the second year and expounding on 7-9 and growing from that and adding through the draft and adding via free agency and playing like a Brown. So the frustration in the fan lies in the fact that they don't see anything.
But that's been true. There's been regime after regime that's come in and said this and said this and said this and then this and then this. And it's just not interesting.
Well, I think in some cases it's newer owner, you know, his hire at general manager and his hire at head coach, not necessarily the general manager's hire head coach, right? So it's that newest feeling and what they're being, I don't want to say, and sold is the wrong, what they're being told is what's new and what's invigorating and what's different for them.
It just seems interesting to me that this is the year. And I want it. You heard it in the beginning of the show. I want this team to win. I would love it. These 2 hours would be so much more enjoyable if this team was winning. And now, you know, people are attacking me on Twitter. It's great. I obviously had so much to do with it. If you actually listen to the show, you know what I think. Certainly.
Wait, you're being attacked now on Twitter?
Oh, it's great. I find it actually amusing. All right, 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. Tony in North Ridgeville. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good, man.
I wanted to answer that question you just asked, and I'm going to tell it to you like this. 7 first-round picks since 2012, 0 talent. To me, that's almost impossible. We asked ourselves, how could Ray Farmer do worse than Richardson and Whedon? And then we bring you Manziel and Gilbert. And that is the problem, guys. It is lack of talent. As far as Mike Pettine, man, I don't know. If you're going to fire from the top down, he's probably going to be gone. But, you know, he is aggressive. You know, the players are playing for him at 2-9, and they're still playing hard. They're going to play hard when they're 5-5. You know, so I kind of like Pettine. But, guys, it's just lack of talent. I mean, to me, it just seems like Ray Farmer's clueless. And that's all I can say.
Let's go to Jim in Akron.
Hey, fellas.
What up, Jim?
You know, just frustrated, aggravated, you know.
I get it.
There's nothing worse than, like, watching the game and, you know, these other people that I think they just want to taunt us. And that's, you don't poke a bear, you know. One of these, I really hope that I don't catch a case with these guys get in my face or talking mess because, you know, I've been a Browns fan my whole life. I bleed brown and orange, you know. I've been to the training camp since I was 2 years old and went every day when it was in Kent. And, you know, it's frustrating. You know, we had that taste of you know, not the ultimate ring last year, but we had the taste and we were talking playoffs and we, you know, it's frustrating because I don't think we're really lacking in talent like some of the people. I just think that some of our talent isn't playing up to what they need to do. And everybody says about this year's draft being a bust. How can you say that? I mean, Are they as good as we were hoping? No. But Danny Shelton, I think he's going to be a player. You know, he ties up blockers. That's what your defensive tackle's supposed to do.
Yep.
I think if you put a stud behind him, you know, I mean, everybody wanted to compare him to Nada. Well, you know what? You can't compare him to Nada because, you know what? He doesn't have the slasher Ray Lewis.
Right. And Haloti Ngata was a nobody for early in his career in Baltimore before he became a somebody.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Because you've seen lots of good players in the NFL. How important is it that they are being schemed in positions to be successful? If you're, let's just say, let me try to put it this way. If you have, let's call it an A talent at cornerback or an A talent at linebacker in the wrong scheme for them or not being
used. They become
used,
a C talent.
Okay, and a B talent in the right scheme becomes
an A talent.
It seems to me there are a lot of people that everybody nationally would agree know how to play on the defensive side of the ball for the Cleveland Browns. Now, the one thing I will say is that there is no disruptor or pass rusher up front. And
none.
I think that's a problem. The Browns, zero sacks again against the Ravens, who are missing half their offensive line, and they lost.
And I went back and watched this. Even on Carlos Dansby's pick that went for a touchdown, which was a great play by him, great read, great studying of the football game, when John Gruden went back and highlighted that play and they emphasized the rush from the weak side and Dansby getting depth on his drop and the zone blitz, we brought three extras from the one side, like five guys on one side, and all of them were blocked up.
Right.
I mean, so much so that Matt Schaub could throw the football 18 yards down the field.
And that's been the problem, lack of pass rush. Four teams in the NFL this past weekend had zero sacks. They went 0-4, and the Browns have had multiple games with zero sacks. I just think there's got to be something going. Paul Kruger, I know he's a year older, but Paul Kruger had double-digit sacks in this defense last year.
And the my biggest vote of confidence in what we would do is when we determine who the players are that are going to be retained and play defense for us next year, I think the biggest hurdle that has to be overcome is whether it's with Jim O'Neill or someone else. Okay, and I'm not calling for anyone's head. That's not what I do. But what they need to do is they need to watch this film the same way that John DeFilippo did when he got this job and evaluate the players on what they do well and what they don't. And not be so rigid that this scheme has worked every place that I've been since Rex Ryan was this doing this and we've taken it everywhere we've been. And if you've stated defensively, that system has not been that great versus the run.
The Ryan scheme is struggling massively in the National Football League this year in Buffalo. It got Rob Ryan run out of New Orleans. The five Ryan defenses are giving up about more than 25 points a game this year. So it is very, very – you wonder if it's scheme. And somebody made a great point on Twitter just now for a guy playing in or out of position or in or out of scheme. Jabal Sheard's a 4-3 defensive end. He had 14.5 sacks his first 2 years as a Cleveland Brown as a 4-3 defensive end. He goes to a 3-4 end. It doesn't work. He goes to New England. They use him as a 4-3 defensive end, and he's playing very, very well for the New England Patriots. All right, when we come back, final thoughts, final chance for calls, 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.